Welcome to the Valley Outdoors. We're glad to have you guys with us this week. Ava, you're here.
I'm here.
And I am here. I am Eric Olson. We are glad to have you joining us this week. We've got some cool stuff coming up today. We're going to talk a little bit about Redneck Fishing League founder ends up in the Hall of Fame. I'm anxious to find out the Redneck tournament, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what that entails.
And what it entails.
Uh-huh.
Yep. That and a tick bite that can cause a severe meat allergy.
All right.
Seemingly unconnected. We'll talk about those things and more when we return.
For the angler that has everything, or just thinks everything, grace your palm with the feel of a custom fishing rod made to your specs from Patriot Custom Rods. It will soon become a cherished tool in your hand, providing the sensitivity and feel you have long dreamed of. Patriot Custom Rods are specially designed to your species of fishing, rod weight, colors, grip type, and length. Treat yourself or someone else to a Patriot Custom Rod. Find us on thevalleyoutdoors.com.
Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors radio show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together we can make a difference. Well, good to see you, Ava.
Yeah, we're missing Don Cleaver.
Minus one. He's apparently outstanding in his field.
Yeah, trying to get them gobblers.
Yeah. Well, we were trying to get our national expert today. And
but he's also...
Preston Pittman, yeah.
Also so, getting the gobblers.
So what people don't understand is how long it takes to try and set up a show. You're trying to... The moving parts, right?
Yep.
And so you try to get a guest, and you have to have it fit in, and it works to try, okay, we'll get this nailed down, and then, of course, in the timing of the taping and everything else. So he is literally a turkey-crazy guy.
And we're trying to talk to him during turkey season.
We're trying to get him during turkey season.
Gotcha.
So we will attempt again
All
next
right.
week, but it is the turkey season, and Don is attempting. If he would have been in here already if he would have got one, so the assumption is he has not. We're just
I was gonna say, going to say, have you heard
that.
From DK?
No, nothing.
All right.
Crickets.
Well, and the same thing. So my dad's turkey hunting, too, and I texted him this morning because now that they live near me, I saw his truck along the highway this morning. So I texted him, and I'm like, I saw your truck. Like, good luck today. Nothing. Didn't
well,
hear a word.
You can't bring your phone out. I mean, that would be...
Not... well, yeah. What if you get one? Where? How are you going to take a picture of it?
Well, you don't have it so you actually recognize somebody's texting you.
Okay,
come on.
Okay, well, that's fine, but I had dinner with him.
Well...
Later.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, good to know you're alive, Dad.
Well, there is that.
Jeez.
And it's nice. We do have a window of opportunity right now, too. Today is like in this area, and then in the basically central Minnesota, I think central and eastern Minnesota, it's at least nice for a day. I'm not sure about
for today.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then dun 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 dun, the weather turns kind of.
Welcome to the Midwest.
Yeah, and then Saturday we're going to get 70 but pouring rain, and then Sunday it goes. Right straight down again into the 40s and crappy.
Yep.
I know I've got some buddies that were out in Erie this last week fishing. Oof, not so good. As far as wind goes, yeah, they were attempting to fish. And, of course, when it's blowing out of the northeast at about 25 to 35.
That doesn't sound like fun.
No, and the water temperature's at that 43-degree mark. Yeah. Cup of coffee, boat shopping is what they ended up doing, going around looking at boats, and it's bad. So
Apparently, they've got a window coming up this weekend that'll be good for them out there in Erie. It gets nasty. I mean, really bad. We had enough.
I haven't been out there, so.
I mean, you can catch some great fish, but just getting to and from, it's not like you're going to go faster than about 15 miles an hour. That's it. It's brutal. Brutal and scary is what it comes down to. So, unfortunately, a lot of that is fishing out there is plan on 4 days and get to fish one or two.
Okay.
So,
kind of sounds like some Canada trips, too.
The Master Walleye Circuit is going to be going on out there. So, good luck to the guys and their endeavors, and hope they get a good bag of fish. So, we'll see how that goes. Story I thought was kind of cool, talking about binoculars and birders. The spring. Wow.
Let's try that again.
Amazing how one letter can change the meaning of everything.
It can change
it's
everything.
It's just one letter. It's a pirate's favorite letter, R.
Yes, it is.
The spring migration is heating up. Despite the weather that's more fit for winter, the spring bird migration is really rolling across the upper Midwest. And the first wave of short-distance migrating land birds has reached the southern Minnesota and Wisconsin area, including the rusty blackbird, the brown-headed cowbird, box sparrows, eastern phoebe, yellow-bellied sapsuckers, and a northern flicker, winter wren, eastern bluebirds, yellow-rumped warblers. You got to love those.
Haven't seen one
yet. And both ruby-crowned and golden-crowned kinglets. So there's a ton of birds coming across. I'm not going to continue on the list, but common loons, they have also
arrived. I've seen
them,
yes.
And the numbers will be building in the next weeks and pretty quick, and waiting for a lot of the ice cover to go away. And, of course, April, May promise to be exciting months for bird watching, and look for the influx of those migrants this coming week as the rain comes in and the wind starts blowing some ice around, and hopefully will bring in some fish.
You know what I've seen?
Birds at the same time.
This year that I didn't see last year are the white pelicans.
Hmm.
The pelicans have returned.
They have?
Yes.
They decided once the weather somewhat stabilized to they get a window of opportunity and fly on in? Is that
yeah,
what it is?
So in our area, we've got that little pond in Frontenac
yep.
that people do ice fishing on.
Mm-hmm.
That's usually where they're at.
So to describe to people yeah, what this is, it's a very long, it's a small lake, really.
Yeah.
And
I call it a pond, but it's
great
a lake.
Sunfish fishing. There's a very small ramp on it. It's right next to the Highway 61 that runs next to the river. But this is about probably a quarter mile in from the river, and a lot of people will fish that in winter and ice fishing in summer. It gets pretty choked with weeds,
yeah.
So it makes it a little more difficult to fish. But
well, so they're not there, but they're on Lake Pepin.
Yeah.
All spread out.
Mm-hmm.
So usually they're all jumbled together on that little pond, but now they're all spread out. And that's where I've seen the loons, too.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of vegetation in that body of water, so a lot of good things going on. Speaking of good things going on, we got cool stories coming up next. We're going to talk about the Redneck Fishing Tour founder, and we're talking about a $31 million taxidermy bust. Hang tight. More to come.